Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This article is entitled, Council Seeks Applicants for Open Board Commission Seats, by Trevor Hawes, Editorial Director. City Council has approved several new seats on various boards and commissions. However, several seats are still open. If you're interested in serving on a board or commission, download an application from the city's website. The deadline for applications is 5 p.m. October 31st. Here's a rundown of available opportunities. Animal Control Advisory Commission. One seat available for a veterinarian. Meets third Monday in January, March, May, July, September, and November at the Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center, 2300 Butternut Lane. Advises City Council and the City's Animal Services Division on animal control problems and compliance with regulations of state or other governmental entity. Eligibility requirements. The open seat is for a licensed veterinarian. Other seats include one animal shelter employee, one animal welfare organization representative, one county or municipal official, and three citizens. Barbara and George H.W. Bush Convention Center Advisory Board. One seat available. Seven members total. 3-year terms. 4 board members appointed by the City of Midland. Meets quarterly. Dates and times to be determined. Makes recommendations to the City Council regarding the management of the Barbara and George H.W. Bush Convention Center and matters related thereto. Midland-Odessa Urban Transit District Board. 3 seats available. 12 members total, 6 from Midland, 6 from Odessa. 2-year terms. Meets the fourth Wednesday of each month at noon at 10300 Younger Road in Midland. Provide oversight of the transit system operating in Midland and Odessa. Midland Spaceport Development Corporation. 1 seat available. 7 members total, 4 appointed by City Council, 3 appointed by Midland County. 2-year terms. Meets the second Thursday of the first month of each quarter. Supports the creation and development of a spaceport project in Midland and for any lawful purpose permitted by Texas Nonprofit Corporation law. Parks and Recreation Commission. 1 seat available. 9 members total. 3-year terms. Meets 6 times per year, typically on the third Tuesday of the month at 11:30 a.m., at the Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center, 2300 Butternut Lane. Advises the City Council and Community Services Department concerning all matters pertaining to public parks and recreation in the city. Eligibility requirements. Resident citizen, taxpayer, and qualified voter. Zoning Board of Adjustment and Airport Zoning Board of Adjustment. 2 seats and 4 alternate seats available. 5 members and 4 alternate members total. 2-year terms. Meets as needed at a time and place to be determined. Makes decisions on appeals from determinations made by the building official regarding special exceptions and special variances. This article is entitled, Crash on U.S. 285 Claims the Life of Pecos Man, by B.K. Richter, staff writer. Reeves County. A 2-vehicle collision over the weekend resulted in the death of a 56-year-old man from Pecos. According to the Texas Department of Public Safety, the fatal crash occurred at 7:43 a.m. Saturday, U.S. Highway 285 at mile marker 342. Mahmoud M. Abad was pronounced dead at the scene by Judge Sam Lujan. The second driver in the collision was listed as 41-year-old Benjamin Raul Hernandez of Midland. DPS officials said in the report Hernandez was treated at Reeves Regional Hospital for minor injuries. The preliminary information from the DPS report shows a 2024 international truck was traveling southbound on US 285. The second vehicle, a 2014 Chevrolet Equinox, was traveling northbound on the highway. According to the report, the truck veered off the roadway and then returned to the road. At this time, the semi-truck began to spin out and struck the Chevrolet, which caused the Chevrolet to catch fire. This crash remains under investigation, and no further information was available late Tuesday afternoon. This article is entitled, Crisp Crust Bakery Opens in Midland. Brings in Venezuelan and French pastries. By Kesley Salinas, staff writer. For Karen Reyes, opening Crisp Crust Bakery was a dream come true that was a culmination of her passion for baking and her hard work. Crisp Crust Bakery, a Venezuelan and French bakery, opened its doors to Midlanders on October 5th and offers a variety of croissants, pan dulce, sweet bread, guava bread, cheese bread, Venezuelan ham bread, and more French and Venezuelan baked goods. I started my business from home when I moved to Midland because of my passion for bakery, Reyes said. I was doing it for 3 years, and people showed me their love and acceptance and told me that my baking was delicious. Reyes shared that although her passion and inspiration for baking came from her mother, she decided to study pastry baking to complement the knowledge she already had. She wanted to grow professionally and wanted to focus on learning about masas hojaldradas, or laminated French pastries. She trained with Alejandro Guerra, a world-renowned baker who specializes in masas hojaldradas. I think baking is a way to reach people, Reyes said. We can give people joy through what they are eating. Reyes was then ready to take the next step, which was opening a brick and mortar. After finding her location, she started working on the interior design and on their menu. We have 24 different flavors in total, Reyes said. 5 flavors will be offered weekly, and I prepare for the next flavor each week, testing out the pastries' taste, texture, and smell. Reyes said that their pastries are baked fresh each day. She added that they work all night preparing to start baking at 4 a.m. Although their specialty is the laminated pastries, they offer a variety of French and Venezuelan baked goods. Last week's croissant flavors were strawberry cheesecake, biscoff, dark chocolate, almond, coconut, and cookies and cream. Our bakery is named Crisp Crust because I wanted to reflect our pastries, Reyes said. The first bite should feel crunchy, but also feel soft on the inside. The name is supposed to feel like the joy of taking the first bite of a pastry. Reyes said that the bakery has received a warm welcome from Midlanders, with products selling out the first few days they were open. They also plan to add more coffee options to their menu to complement the pastries and are looking for coffee vendors. In addition to expanding their menu, Reyes also wants to expand to another location in the future, saying that they need more space so that people can come in and enjoy their time at the bakery. I put in effort each day to provide quality products, Reyes said. I want to work to be better each day. Reyes said that she loves baking and hopes that her daughters see that with discipline and consistency, they can also pursue anything they are passionate about. I want to thank the community for coming out to my bakery, Reyes said. I feel very blessed and fortunate for everyone who has supported me. I will continue working hard so that everyone that visits will enjoy it. Crisp Crust Bakery is located at 4612 Billingsley Boulevard. Business hours are Tuesdays to Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays from 2:30 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Kansas to Carry On to Wagner Noel Performance. They've been one of the most famous classic rock bands for over 50 years. Now, and while most of the original members have left, fans of the famous rock group Kansas will have plenty of reason to be excited at next week's concert in Midland. The band will be making a stop in the Permian Basin as part of its 50th anniversary tour. The concert is scheduled for 7 p.m., October 25th, at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center. Tickets for the show can be purchased online at https://tinyurl.com/y5spszrb. With a legendary career that has spanned for half a century now, Kansas has firmly established itself as one of America's iconic classic rock bands. Founded as a garage band in Topeka, Kansas, the group has released its debut album in 1974 and have since gone on to sell more than 30 million albums worldwide. With a resume that includes 15 studio albums and 5 live albums, as well as 8 gold albums, Kansas appeared on the Billboard charts throughout the 70s and 80s, thanks to hits such as Carry On, Wayward Son, and Dust in the Wind. Ronnie Platt has been the lead vocalist and keyboardist for the band since becoming a member in 2014, replacing Steve Walsh after his departure from the group. Midland is definitely a place that we've been to in the past, Platt said in a phone interview. There are so many great hardcore Kansas fans in Midland. It's a destination that we look forward coming to because we know it's going to be a great show and the audience will be great. We feed off the audience and they feed off us. We're really looking forward to coming to Midland. The 50th anniversary tour has been going on for over a year now with plenty of stops across the country. We'll hit the road and we'll just pound out show after show after show, Platt said. At times, it becomes like a blur because you're following that schedule to the minute. This thing called Kansas, we run it like a military machine. Guitarist Richard Williams and drummer Phil Eckhart are the only original members still with the band. Despite the changes in the band over the years, Platt, who was a big fan of Kansas while growing up, has reflected on what it means for the group to carry on the band's legacy into its 50th anniversary celebration. It's really something to think about with this band being around for 50 years, Platt said. I remember being in high school when Left Overture came out, and I remember playing it to death. Just to be a fan of the band through the years and really getting to know the band's library and to help put this show together is great. Speaking of the show, Platt said it's been a difficult task to put together these concerts simply because of trying to decide which famous songs will make the cut and which ones won't. This isn't an easy show to put together because Kansas has such a huge library of music and we're trying to fit everything we can into a 2-hour show, Platt said. It really is tough to choose which songs to play and which ones to omit. It's not an easy ordeal. With that said, he expects fans in Midland to be satisfied from this show. We came up with a good selection and will hopefully give Kansas fans a taste of something from the first album to the latest album, Platt said. So far, the reaction from audiences on the tour has been electric, with some former members joining them on stage during their homecoming to the Sunflower State 2 weeks ago. It's really special, Platt said. 2 weeks ago, we played in Topeka, Kansas, and we did 2 back-to-back shows, and Kerry Livgren, the original guitar player and keyboard player and writer of the motherlode of music of Kansas, joined us on stage. After our shows, he wrote such a complimentary statement on Facebook, saying how he felt impressed that the band's music is being played by capable hands. It was such a flattering compliment, but it also goes to show that there is a particular musicianship level that it takes to play this music. The guys that are in the band now bring a lot of energy to the show. However, there have been a few recent changes to the group during the tour, one of which included 40-year veteran and co-lead singer-bassist Billy Greer leaving the group. He has since been succeeded by Dan McGowan. Billy was the band's MC, Platt said. He would announce the songs and introduce the band. He was really the ringmaster on stage. With his retirement, that duty fell on me, something that I really didn't do a lot of in my other bands. Now it's exclusively my duty, and it's taken me a little while to get acclimated to it. Now that it's a part of my job, I've accepted it, but it was some added nervousness because I get tongue-tied. When you're trying to speak loudly and clear enough so that everyone can hear you and you're hoping that you don't forget anything from a story or hoping that you're getting the next song right, sometimes I'm second-guessing myself. With the band celebrating 50 years, Platt talked about the influence Kansas has left on not just the rock genre, but in all music. The influence that Kansas has had is huge, he said. The band is getting kudos from other bands, and it's amazing the influence the band has. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about the original six members. How this band is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a travesty to me, because the band has had such a huge influence on musicians, singers, and songwriters, and just entertaining people for the last 50 years. That's the influence Kansas has had. Obituaries. Barbara Jean Cochran, age 74, of Odessa, passed away on Friday, October the 11th, in Odessa, Texas. A viewing will be held Thursday, October the 17th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Funeral services will be held Friday, October the 18th, at 10 a.m. at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Betty Lou Wooten passed away on Sunday, October the 13th. A graveside service will be held on Friday, October the 18th, at 1 p.m. at Sunset Memorial Burial Grounds. Arrangements have been made by Heartland Funeral and Cremation Service in Brownwood, Texas. Dennis Fusilier, age 82, of Odessa, Texas, passed away peacefully surrounded by family on October the 10th. Visitation and celebration of life will be from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday, October the 19th, at Sunset Memorial. A private memorial will be held at a later date. Charles Dwayne Gibson passed away on October the 3rd in Austin. Family, friends, and others are invited to join in a celebration of life on November the 16th at the Hyde Park Presbyterian Church, 3913 Avenue B in Austin, at noon, with a reception and lunch to follow. Nicandro Bevadivas, age 72, of Odessa, died Saturday, October the 12th. Mass will be celebrated at 2 p.m. October the 18th at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Odessa. Arrangements are by American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home Crematory of Midland. Raymond Burnell, age 68, of Odessa, died Friday, October the 11th in Odessa. Funeral service will be held at 10 a.m. October the 17th at American Heritage Funeral Home. Burial immediately following in American Heritage Cemetery. Franklin Delano Marshall Jr., age 66, of Odessa, died Sunday, October the 13th. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Rene Valdez Sanchez, age 73, of Odessa, died Tuesday, October the 1st, in Odessa. Funeral service will be held at 10 a.m. October the 16th at American Heritage Funeral Home. Interment immediately following in American Heritage Cemetery. major change to Donut Hole for 2025 by Tony King. Dear Tony, I understand that there is a major change to the 2025 Medicare Part D plan with the Donut Hole going away. I'm concerned because this year I entered the Donut Hole in July and will exit it in November. This month's Part D statement explained that my prescription drug costs have exploded for the remainder of 2024. If the Donut Hole is leaving the Medicare prescription drug plan in 2025, how will this affect me? Tony, please explain in easy-to-understand terms what the changes are to the Medicare Part D prescription drug plan for 2025. Tony answers, since the 2025 Part D plans became available on Medicare.gov on October the 1st, the Tony Says Medicare team has reviewed the serious changes to Part D premium and prescription drug costs. I have great news for you. Effective January the 1st, the Donut Hole is going away. You were correct that there is a major change to the 2025 Medicare Part D plan. This change helps to make prescription drugs affordable for Americans on Medicare. When Medicare's famous Donut Hole goes away, your maximum out-of-pocket for your Part D prescriptions in 2025 will be $2,000. This will be a great relief for many on Medicare. 2025 Medicare Part D costs are: initial deductible is $590. Initial coverage stage. During the initial coverage 5 drug tier stages, the Part D plan pays its share of the cost of your drugs, and you may pay your share of the cost until the maximum amount of $2,000 out of pocket is met. Then you move to the catastrophic coverage stage. 5 drug tiers of initial coverage are: Drug Tier 1, preferred generic drugs; Drug Tier 2, generic drugs; Drug Tier 3, preferred brand drugs; Drug Tier 4, non-preferred drugs; Drug Tier 5, specialty drugs. Drug tier co-pays are different depending on which Part D or Medicare Advantage plan with Part D you have chosen. Donut Hole coverage gap. Effective January 1st, 2025, Medicare's Donut Hole coverage gap no longer exists. Catastrophic coverage. The $0 out-of-pocket began January the 1st, 2024, when a Medicare beneficiary enters the catastrophic coverage stage. Medicare will pick up all costs of the prescriptions, whether brand name or generic, and those with a Medicare Part D plan pay $0. On January 1st of each year, the process starts over again with a new Medicare prescription drug plan and new initial deductible and maximum initial coverage limit. The Medicare prescription payment plan is a new payment option beginning January the 1st, 2025, to help manage your out-of-pocket drug costs by spreading your monthly prescription drug costs throughout the year from January to December. For more information about the payment plan, visit Medicare.gov or call your Medicare Part D plan. Here are Tony Says tips to help you find a Part D plan. Visit Medicare.gov to view 2025 Medicare Part D and Medicare Advantage plans. The website has a tool for helping you narrow your search for new Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plans. Talk to your primary care and specialty doctors about which brand name drugs can be changed to generics. Get samples from your doctor. Search various prescription drug programs such as GoodRx, SingleCare, or Amazon for less expensive prescription drug costs. Walmart, Kroger, HEB, and Costco also have discount prescription drug plans. Readers, your prescription drug needs can change with each yearly Medicare annual enrollment. Review your options carefully, because with Medicare, it's what you don't know will hurt you. You can call the Tony Says Medicare hotline for Medicare help at 832-519-8664. That's 832-519-8664. Or email your Medicare questions to info@tonisays.com. Tony's books are available at tonysays.com with a bundle discount available for Tony Says readers. This day in history. Today is Wednesday, October the 16th. And on this day, October 16th, 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis began as President John F. Kennedy was informed that reconnaissance photographs had revealed the presence of nuclear missiles in Cuba. In 1758, American lexicographer Noah Webster was born in Hartford, Connecticut. In 1859, radical abolitionist John Brown led a raid on the U.S. arsenal at Harper's Ferry in what was then a part of Western Virginia. 10 of Brown's men were killed and 5 escaped. Brown and 6 followers were captured. All were executed. In 1934, Chinese communists under siege by the nationalists began their long march, lasting a year from southeastern to northwestern China. In 1964, China set off its first atomic bomb, codenamed 596, on the Lop-Tor test ground. In 1968, American athletes Tommy Smith and John Carlos sparked controversy at the Mexico City Olympics by giving Black Power salutes during a victory ceremony after they had won gold and bronze medals in the 200-meter race. In 1978, the College of Cardinals of the Roman Catholic Church chose Cardinal Karol Wojtyla to be the new pope. He took the name John Paul II. In 1984, Anglican Bishop Desmond Tutu was named winner of the Nobel Peace Prize for his decades of nonviolent struggle for racial equality in South Africa. In 1987, 18-month-old Jessica McClure was pulled from an abandoned well in Midland after being stuck there for more than 2 days. The efforts to release baby Jessica captured the attention of the nation. In 1991, a gunman opened fire at a Luby's cafeteria in Killeen, Texas, killing 23 people before taking his own life. In 1995, the Million Man March, a gathering of Black men meant to foster unity in the face of economic and social issues affecting African Americans, was held in Washington, D.C. In 2017, Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who had been captured and held by the Taliban for 5 years after walking away from his post in Afghanistan, pleaded guilty to desertion and endangering his comrades.
This is the Dear Abby column. Wife's adjustment behind closed doors irks husband. Dear Abby, recently my wife and I and several other couples were house guests in a large home. Among them was a couple who, when introduced, mentioned that the husband was a chiropractor. The following day, as we were all watching TV, my wife mentioned having neck and arm discomfort. The chiropractor offered to adjust her neck and back, and they left. After 30 minutes, I became concerned. After an hour, other guests were raising their eyebrows. I checked the house and couldn't find them, but I didn't look in bedrooms with closed doors. After 90 minutes, I quietly asked his wife where they were, and she said, in their bedroom. I requested she check on them, and they promptly came out. There wasn't a scene, but I was upset. I was later advised that my attitude about this was, quote, inappropriate, unquote. I'd appreciate your take on the situation. Signed, Dumbfounded in Georgia. Dear Dumbfounded, I don't think your attitude was inappropriate. You were uncomfortable because of your wife's long absence with another man while everyone else was mingling. That the chiropractor's wife knew where her husband and your wife were suggests to me there was nothing for you to worry about. But your feelings were your feelings, and under the circumstances, you were entitled to them. Dear Abby, my parents live with my husband and me. I have a horrible relationship with my brother. He has always been demeaning, cruel, and emotionally abusive to me. When my brother attacks, he goes for the jugular. Whenever I must have contact with him, I get so upset I can't sleep for days. My husband and I have decided to cut him out of our lives, but my elderly mother will not accept that. When I tell her I can't see him, she shakes and cries for days. She says family forgives anything and everything, and I just have to put up with it. Is that true? Signed, Hurt in Indiana. Dear Hurt, of course not. Stop telegraphing your plans to your mother and stay away from your abuser. While you're doing that, remember that dear old mom is responsible for her own feelings, and her tears and tremors stop when she gets her own way. You are an adult. You do not have to please your mother. And relatives do not have to forgive the unforgivable just because they happen to be blood-related. Dear Abby, I have caught a close friend in several lies, small and big, over the past few years. Prior to this, we were close, but since these lies have piled up, I have pulled back. I don't trust her anymore and wonder how many more lies there are. My question is, should I just let the friendship fizzle, or does she deserve an explanation? Signed, Truth Teller in New Jersey. Dear Truth Teller, if she asks why your relationship is no longer as close as it once was, tell her the truth, since you are the truth teller. Unless she initiates the conversation, I see nothing to be gained by confronting her and possibly creating a scene. Dear Abby is written by Abigail Van Buren, also known as Jean Phillips, and was founded by her mother, Pauline Phillips. Contact Dear Abby at www.dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.